Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it is too soon to put a timeline or price tag on recovering from the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Six people working on the span when it fell are presumed dead, all of them migrants from Central America. Moore says the tragedy will resonate around the world.
The collapse of the Key Bridge is not just a Maryland crisis. The collapse of the Key Bridge is a global crisis. The national economy and the world's economy depends on the Port of Baltimore.
The Port of Baltimore handles the highest volume of cars and light trucks shipped to the United States. It is also a terminal for cruise ships that are now rerouting, along with more than 11 million commuters who use the bridge each day. Days before the Easter holiday, a group of Christian leaders is urging the Biden administration to call for a permanent ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. NPR's Jason DeRose reports that more than 140 clergy and others have signed a letter to the administration.
The letter sent this Holy Week also urges the U.S. and other countries to end arms sales to Israel, and it calls on the U.S. to tell Israel to abide by international conventions to prevent genocide. The letter addressed to President Biden says, quote, "We implore you to have the moral courage to end U.S. complicity in the ongoing violence and instead do everything in your power to prevent the potential genocide against Palestinians in Gaza." The letter was organized by the group Churches for Middle East Peace. Signers include Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, and Quaker leaders, among others. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. The Connecticut Democrat ran for vice president and became the first Jewish American on a presidential ticket. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben has more.
Joe Lieberman was first elected to the Senate in 1988, and he gained national attention as Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election. The centrist senator was defeated in a 2006 Democratic Senate primary. However, he won re-election by running as an independent, and he served his final term in the Senate as an independent. Centrism became integral to Lieberman's identity. In 2008, he supported Republican John McCain in his presidential bid against Barack Obama. In recent years, he was founding chairman of the centrist group No Labels, which is founding a bipartisan unity ticket for the 2024 presidential race. That effort has drawn criticism as being a potential spoiler for the major parties. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 477 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 83 points, and the S&P 500 added 83. This is NPR News. A state bar judge in California is recommending the disbarment of John Eastman, an attorney at the center of efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Judge Yvette Rowland has found Eastman culpable on 10 of 11 counts filed by the California State Bar last year. Judge Rowland also recommends that Eastman pay $10,000 in damages to a California fund that reimburses victims of shady attorneys. The Justice Department is urging an Atlanta appeals court to uphold the hate crime convictions of three white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. The 25-year-old black man was chased down a road in South Georgia and shot to death in February 2020. From member station WABE, Shemaine Cruz has that report.
Attorneys for Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan argued Arbery was targeted because he was young, tall, and posed a threat, not because of his race. But a U.S. Department of Justice attorney says Arbery would still be alive today if he wasn't black, and that the evidence supports the men's guilty verdicts. Marcus Arbery Sr. said at a rally for his son after the court hearing that no one should have to fear for their life for running on a public street.
We got to make these people accountable for what they've
that's
done
right,
to
right.
my baby.
That's right.
And as long as I'm alive, me and my family, we're going to fight.
It's unclear when a decision will be made. For NPR News, I'm Shemaine Cruz in Atlanta.
U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mixed. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.